next time. It's 3 o'clock.
Word war, disaster bill okayed. I'm Barbara Cusack. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accused President Trump of trying to goad Democrats into pursuing impeachment. But after Trump walked out of a meeting with congressional leaders yesterday, Pelosi said her caucus is not falling for it.
The fact that a House Democratic caucus is not on a path to impeachment, and that's where he wants us to be. And when he saw that that was not happening, that, again, with the cover-up, which he understands is true, just struck a chord.
Pelosi also said Trump was in need of an intervention, and not to be outdone, Trump said today he's been watching the House Speaker and she's lost it, insisting he's mentally fit.
I'm an extremely stable genius.
29 tornadoes whipped through the Central Plains in 24 hours' time, leaving extensive damage behind. Kayleigh DeRosa and Rance White survived the twister that roared through Jefferson City, Missouri, but their home was ripped to shreds.
We had every window burst out, all the doors, all the roofs and the walls ripped off. The patio above smashed our cars.
The whole thing is ripped off and is on top of our cars.
The Senate gave its approval to a disaster relief bill ahead of its upcoming week-long break, as correspondent Jerry Boatlander tells us.
In the end, the $19.1 billion disaster bill, designed to help those hit by fires, floods, and hurricanes, was approved by a vote of 85-8. The bill does not include funding for the southern border that the president wanted. House approval of the bill could come Friday.
The Justice Department filed a new 18-count indictment against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, alleging that he violated the Espionage Act. Assange's lawyer says the espionage charges against the WikiLeaks founder are a threat to all journalists. Stocks took a dive, the Dow off 286 points. I'm Barbara Cusack.
So you sit down and you do your budget and you look at all your monthly costs, your bills, your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would help? What would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. And that is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. No wonder more than 400,000 people are doing this now. And look, whether you're single or married or you have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. Just think what you could do with $500 a month that can cover a car payment or pay back loans or whatever. Join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Find out more. The MediShare people are so easy to talk to. They can answer any questions. They're super friendly. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Arizona News Radio. It may be late May, but we have winter weather in our state today. Rain and snow overnight in northern Arizona. ADOT preparing for tricky road conditions.
We're prepared the same way as we always are. You know, we have snowplows stationed around the state, and they, of course, will be out as the snow starts falling. And so we should be pretty well set.
ADOT's David Rookhausen. The moisture dissipating later in the day, clearing skies in the deserts, which had rain overnight. Another day of well below normal temperatures, desert highs in the upper 70s. Congressman Paul Gosar's office spent more than $200,000 on travel last year. That's more than any other member of the U.S. House. He makes no apologies.
We don't go over our budget. The people in my district love me because I'm always out there. I'm talking to them. I'm solving problems for them.
The Hacienda healthcare patient who was impregnated by a worker there was repeatedly raped, according to court documents. Also says she may have been pregnant before. Notice of claim citing negligence by Hacienda in assigning unsupervised male caretakers to the woman. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This 1100 KFNX traffic update is brought to you by the Scientology Network. In Phoenix, we have a disabled vehicle has a shoulder block. Loop 101 westbound at 35th Avenue. That vehicle's been abandoned. Accident has a shoulder block in Phoenix as well. Loop I-10 eastbound at Loop 101. This 1100 KFNX traffic update is brought to you by the Scientology Network. Watch the Scientology Network on DirecTV, channel 320, or online at Scientology.tv. You don't need to be a Scientologist. You just need to be curious.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, as we head into the evening, expect a clear sky, low down to 60 with calm winds. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny, high 88, calm winds by midday. Friday night, clear, low 63. Saturday, sunny, high 92. For Sunday, sunny and breezy, high 87. I'm TJ Matthews from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 75 degrees.
next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your TNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Every Thursday from 3 to 4, right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100, and featuring the Elton Brothers, over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this In the Mood Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are
the Elton Brothers.
Brothers to join in. Talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table, 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on, Monday through Sunday. 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio, rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers, plus items in your home that are mood killers for buyers. Then in our loan segment, how to better use interest rates to your advantage. Deanne has all the details. Bottom of the hour, Investor's Corner. We got some top single-family rental areas we're going to break down. Then down the stretch, we got some new listings, distress sales, deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, birthday boy?
Birthday boy.
Birthday boy.
Double nickels.
That's my Keno number.
I'm like a good poker hand now. I mean, is it really a good poker hand, though? Two fives.
Well, it's a pair. It's something.
55. I think when we started this radio show, I was 45.
I think you were 43.
43. You think?
Yeah, we're getting old there. Yeah. Getting deep.
So what's on my mind and what's on everybody's mind is the weather.
I got a question
for you. Is it the freakiest thing you've ever seen in your life?
What is more surprising, Rick? The 10-year in the 2.3s or temperatures in the 60s?
The weather. Oh my God, the weather. I mean, think about what this weather is doing for people right now. Everybody's in a good mood. They're not cutting people off on the street. People aren't getting beat up on a street corner.
I hope not.
I mean,
in any temperature.
When it's 120 out and people are walking around, they want to, like, the mood turns.
Nobody's walking in 120.
But right now, everybody's in a good mood. They got their windows open. And guess what? They got a raise this month because their air conditioning bill is like it was in March, February. How about that?
I mean, we've been here since 76. I can't remember a May this deep into May.
It was snowing in Flag yesterday.
I mean, It's unheard
of. Out of control?
Out of control. You run out of superlatives.
It delays the swimming season, but who cares?
It extends the golf season.
I mean, seriously. The weather's like, it does everything for people. It gets people out there, opens windows up, makes people want to buy houses, makes people want to go to open houses, makes people want to drive around, see things, do things. Because right now they're anticipating being indoors with the air conditioning on.
Of course, interest rates in the fours doesn't hurt either.
No, it doesn't. And Deanne's going to get to rates. And I can't imagine that this 10-year being at 2.3 doesn't really have a real good effect on the downturn of rates.
Well, she's going to get into some interesting stuff about how to work with interest rates. It's not just what the interest rate is, but how you can work with it. But we're going to get into that.
This is peak selling season right now. We're getting into it. May, kids have graduated. They're out of school. Let's put that house on the market. 17,000 active listings in MLS. That's nothing. A good buyer-seller market is around 22,000. You know, 50-50 buyer-seller, but we're at 17,000. We got 13,500 and change pending listings. That's a lot. That's a lot of pending.
We are churning through inventory.
Lots of real estate being sold here in the valley. So if you're going to put your house on the market, now is a great, great time. We have low inventory, low rates. What else do you want? What more do you want?
Is it a signal? The market's signaling?
But here's a couple things that for sellers to not do when you're putting your house on the market. Don't over-decorate it. I'm going to give you four tips right now. Boom. Four tips. And I know Dave's got some other tips because I found this in the trash. Is this yours? That's yours.
Yeah. We're going to get into all this stuff.
I was going to talk about that. That's funny. And we're going to tell you what that is later.
I was going to talk about mood killers for buyers.
I don't want to do a spoiler alert like Game of Charlize Thrones. Did you watch Game of Thrones?
I've never seen it.
No.
But we don't get out much.
So anyway, don't over-decorate your house. Just because you're putting it on the market, don't over-decorate. Don't put all the accoutrements out. Don't go to Michael's. Whatever you do, don't go to Michael's and buy all the little knick-knacky things. Because people want to see the house for what the house is. Number two, don't over improve. Don't be putting, don't be putting granite on the laundry room, countertop if your house is in the 300,000 range and under. Don't over improve the neighborhood. You know what I mean?
You may not get dollar for dollar back.
Yeah. Don't over improve. Don't over decorate and don't be around when people are showing your house.
Oh, that is a good one, Rick. That is a key.
Once you put your house on the market, don't be around. They don't want you standing in a corner like Sling Blade.
People want to be able to trash your house without you being in it.
Yeah, and that comes to my fourth thing. Don't take things personally. Just because they don't like your countertops or your pink with purple polka dot drapes, don't take it personally.
A lot of people do. Take it personal. I mean, that is a listing agent needs to, educate their clients.
Fix all the little dumb things.
How many times have you heard, that's a good, but I just want to finish that thought.
Go ahead.
I know you got a lot in your head.
I do. Regurgitation.
How many times have you heard the word, I don't want to insult? They're going to be insulted by this.
Yeah. And guess what? Because of Alexa. And all these cameras and all these microphones and all these things around, you're going to be insulting people if you talk too loud. Every house has cameras now. Every house has Alexa. Every house has microphones. They're wired. They're all hot wired. You got to walk into a house and you can talk when you get outside the house sometimes. But feel free to say what you want. I'm just saying that, the walls have ears.
But sellers, you gotta have a little bit of a thicker skin.
Did you like my Sling Blade thing? If you're home as a seller, you don't want to be in the corner like Sling Blade. Do you remember him?
Yes, I do.
I remember him.
Stalking? Like stalking?
Anyways, I saw that on TV the other day. It's hysterical. Late night TV, Sling Blade. Hey, so fix all these little things. Change all your light bulbs. Change your air filters. If you have termites, get it fixed. Because guess what? When you sell your house, you're going to have to get them fixed anyway. And the buyer's going to, and the buyer is going to get a termite company out there. And as sure as God made green apples, it's going to be more expensive than what you could find to do the treatment. And make sure you get at least a 1 to 2 year warranty on it. So termites, light bulbs, air conditioning filters, holes in walls, broken cabinets, all the low hanging fruit when it comes to miscellaneous, how do you call it? Deferred maintenance items.
That's it.
Yeah. So those are the things you got to do as a seller. It's easier said than done, and it's mundane stuff,
and
but you got to do
God's
it.
God's sakes, don't take it personal, people. Do not. There's always another buyer looming around the corner. And when we come back, how to better use interest rates in this already low environment. Stay with us. Deanna's the details next on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent. Because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
You're on with the Elton Brothers.
What's this get bonafide thing you guys keep talking about?
Well, we can get you a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week.
So you're going to lowball me?
No lowballs. As I said, these are competitive cash offers, hence the name bonafide, as in get your bonafide cash offer today.
You understand my house has sweeping mountain views.
Everything gets factored into these offers.
Well, I'm not quite ready to move yet.
It's at your convenience, so you get a great price, and the Elton Brothers guide you every step of the way.
What's the number?
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318 or eltonbrothers.com.
Get bonafide!
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
eltonbrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best price and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480-204-1010. That's 480-204-1010.
Hey, son. Congratulations on your new home.
Thanks, Dad.
The Elton Brothers really came through.
I'm finally off your couch and into my new pad, and they saved us money.
Money and headaches.
To get a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week, call the Elton Brothers. 480-451-3318. See if your home qualifies. Receive a bona fide cash offer on your home. Call 480-451-3318.
Hey, Dad, have you seen my CBD pen?
Elton Brothers, with Arizona Best Real Estate. eltonbrothers.com.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK 10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody needs a home. Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner's direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. 606-6728. Over 25 years in the mortgage industry, one of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been
debtized.
Dan Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Deanne, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Are you not loving this weather?
I am.
Even you, I know, has their air conditioning off.
Oh, absolutely.
Windows open, air, ceiling fans. I mean, you can't beat it.
No, absolutely not. And today's been so strange. It's gone from beautiful to cloudy to a little windy. Now it's sunny and beautiful, but not hot.
You know what this is? This is good rate locking weather.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I locked two today.
See?
That's what happens. I would imagine where rates are right now, you're going to be locking a lot more.
Absolutely. Now, it'll be tough. Historically, I don't like to lock on a Friday, and especially we're going into a long weekend. So chances are I doubt rates will be much better tomorrow. So today I did lock a couple of people. We were just waiting for it to get to the point where they could pay a point and, you know, get a much better interest rate. And then one paid a half a point and got a much better interest rate.
That's funny. You should bring that up, Deanne.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we were talking in the open and you and I were talking earlier. Rates are great, but there's ways to structure your deals that may even make them better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We talked about this. We just touched on it last week. But, you know, up until probably a couple of months ago, because rates were so low and then they just bounced way up and the investors really didn't know where to go with it. Ever since the feds came out and said that they were going to leave rates alone this year, they're actually easing up on the rate itself, or now it actually makes sense where it didn't before to pay a half a point or a point. I mean, on a government loan today, a point, which is 1% of your loan amount, will buy you a half a percent on your interest rate. That is amazing.
A half a point. So maybe a for example.
Yep.
What do you got there?
Okay. So let's say FHA today and you wanted to, and it's 280. So what we call the par rate with no discount points is 4.5 with an APR of 5.577, all in payment of $1,770.51. However, if you pay a discount point, which basically on an FHA is $2,749, so basically $2,750, you can get a 5% interest rate. I'm sorry, a 4% interest rate.
Ah, there you go.
With an APR of 5.162. So the difference in your payment on a monthly basis is approximately $80. So to figure out whether or not it's worth to pay $2,749, you take the cost and divide it by the monthly savings. So what I call your recovery period, when your break-even point, is 34.36 months, so less than 3 years. And you're in reality saving more than $80 a month because the lower your rate is, the more you're taking off the principal. So that payment then goes from $1,770.51 down to $1,689.91.
All right, call it 1690.
Right.
1690 versus 1771. Now, the interesting part about it is, so it's going to cost us $2,750.
Right.
To pay that,
right,
point. And perhaps we could try to get the seller to contribute to that.
Well, absolutely, because that's why I always have you put on page 8 when you ask for concessions to be used towards buyer's closing cost appraisal and or prepaid. So, you know, that discount point is considered part of closing costs.
See, to get that half point, I can't remember the last time that made that much sense.
Me either.
Usually you get maybe an eighth and you,
right,
pay $2,750 if you're lucky.
Right.
Now you're getting a half.
Right, on the government loans.
Yeah. On the government loans.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yep. So the FHA with the point is 4% is the rate. And
right,
$1,691 is the payment.
Right.
That's 3.5% down. Can be gifted. We can,
right,
try to get the seller to pay costs. And you're locked in. And your recovery period, like you said, so let's say 34.36 months.
Yeah.
Less than 3 years. Most,
right,
people are in a home 3 to 5 years.
Well,
so it makes sense all the way around.
At 280, you know, it might be your family that started out in a small home, you know, and they could buy it for $200,000, and that gives them the wiggle room to be able to afford the $280,000. And oftentimes, you know, that's people with their kids, and they want them to go through high school. So, you know, if they're not going to be there, if they tell me they're only going to be there for 3 years, then I'm going to tell them not to pay the point.
There you go. You got to give Deanna a call. Her direct line, 602-606-6728, over there at Suburban Mortgage. She can run all the numbers for you, see if this discount point or paying it down may make sense. How about,
Sometimes people have no clue how long they're going to be in a house. Like,
right.
I bought an investment property in Buckeye in 05. I thought I was going to be in it 2 years. Got to 15 years later.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Has it finally come back up to what you paid for it?
Yeah, it has. It has. Perfect. Can you believe it? You know, waited it out every single day. Waited it out.
How about VA, Deanne? Sorry, Rick, but we got it.
I know.
We got all these strategies. We're strategizing here.
I'm just saying.
So to give you an idea, VA is interesting, same as FHA, but you know, if you pay a point today, it's the same thing. 4.5 is the par rate. So at 280, your total payment is 1606.22, with an APR of 4.572. For a discount point, which is $2,800, your rate is 4%, and your payment's 1524.26. APR is 4.153. So you're saving $81 a month. Take the $2,800 divided by that. Again, we're under the three-year mark at 34.5 months. Now, the other thing you can do, let's say you don't have an extra $2,800, but the seller's contributing enough, for a half a discount point today, you can buy 4.25. So you're still going to save roughly $40 a month for a cost of $1,400. So, you know, it's really up to you whether you want to take the par rate, buy it down.
You got to look long term and run the number, have Deanne run the numbers and see what makes the most sense. You're able to purchase so much rate down, so buy the rate down, it certainly seems to make sense as we talk about it. How about conventionally? What are we looking at there?
Okay, so on a conventional, the par with 20% down, good credit, interest rates 4.5, APR 4.840, 1322.48. Now, today on a conventional, a point is going to buy you only a quarter on the interest rate.
Mm.
So 4.25, total payment of $1,289.45, APR of 4.647. So if you take the $2,240 and divide it by a $23 savings, your recovery period is 97 months.
So it doesn't make as much sense with a conventional.
Exactly. Although, you know, depending if your score is north of 780, for instance, on a little bit higher loan amount, the 4.25 cost my buyer 3/4 of a discount point today, but it made a big enough difference, you know, $40 a month, that it made sense.
How about investors, Deanne? We have a minute.
Investors, 20% down. You'd be looking good credit. You're looking at a 5.5, APR 5.905, total payment $1,459.35. Now, you put that extra 5% down, investors, you are at a 5% interest rate with an APR of 5.407, all in payment $1,314.83.
Wow. 5%. We got it. Now, what about paying the point for the investors? Can they do anything better at 5? Can we get to 4.5 or 4.75?
No. Okay. Today, you'd be able to get to 4.875 with 25% down.
Okay.
So at that point, we'd have to look and weigh and see, you know, where we're at. Because investors, they don't have as much spread because of the add-ons.
Sure. So it really, on the investor, it really makes sense to put the extra 5% down to get that.
Yes.
5% rate, 1315, Homesville cash flow all over town. You got to give Deanna a call. See which program is best, which way to go. 602-606-6728. Thanks, Deanna.
Thanks, Deanna.
Thank you.
Up next, Investor's Corner. We're going to look at some top single-family home rental areas across the valley, plus What are mood killers for your buyers in your home? We're going to get into that some more. Stay with us. The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers.
Visit us online at 1100KFNX.com. Arizona's only independent voice. Independent Talk, 1100KFNX.
Outbreak of nasty storms spawned tornadoes that razed homes, flattened trees, and tossed cars across a dealership lot overnight. Several people were injured in Missouri's capital city, with at least three others killed elsewhere in the state. President Trump ordered $16 billion in payments to be made to American farmers who have been hurt by the trade war in China.
The president sending a core constituency of his a lifeline in the form of payments for farmers who can show they've lost substantial income because of the trade war. Soybeans are especially hard hit for the second year in a row. Davies Stevens, president of the American Soybean Association and himself a farmer from Kentucky, was on hand to lend his support for the payment program. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The California man, John Walker Lind, who became known as the American Taliban after his capture on an Afghanistan battlefield in 2001, has been set free after 17 years in prison. And Barbara Cusack.
Arizona News Radio. It may be late May, but we have winter weather in our state today. Rain and snow overnight in northern Arizona. ADOT preparing for tricky road conditions.
We're prepared the same way as we always are. You know, we have snowplows stationed around the state, and they, of course, will be out as the snow starts falling. And so we should be pretty well set.
ADOT Stephen Rookhausen. The moisture dissipating later in the day, clearing skies in the deserts, which had rain overnight. Another day of well below normal temperatures. Desert highs in the upper 70s. Congressman Paul Gosar's office spent more than $200,000 on travel last year. That's more than any other member of the U.S. House. He makes no apologies.
We don't go over our budget. The people in my district love me because I'm always out there. I'm talking to them. I'm solving problems for them.
The Hacienda healthcare patient who was impregnated by a worker there was repeatedly raped, according to court documents. Also says she may have been pregnant before. A notice of claim citing negligence by Hacienda in assigning unsupervised male caretakers to the woman. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This 1100 KFNX traffic update is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. As we take a look at the freeways, I-10 eastbound at 35th Avenue is crashed off to the right. That in Phoenix. Also in Phoenix, Arizona Avenue north of Pecos Road, there's an accident as well. This report's been brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger Fresh Fact. At In-N-Out, your fries start out as whole fresh potatoes that are hand-cut just before they're cooked. Because fresh is what it's all about at In-N-Out Burger.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, as we head into the evening, expect a clear sky, low down to 60 with calm winds. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny, high 88, calm winds by midday. Friday night, clear, low 63. Saturday, sunny, high 92. For Sunday, sunny and breezy, high 87. I'm TJ Matthews from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 73 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email is eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free, of course. Just fill out an email address and you get access to the MLS, and it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley.
You know, before people walk in houses, what do they see? You know, they come up to the front door. They have anticipation. They're like a puppy dog that is getting a treat. They come up to you. They sit on their hind legs and they're wagging their tail and they're chomping at the bit. Open that front door. Let's see what we got. That's what a buyer does. And it's your job as a seller to not let them down, to not kill the mood, so to speak.
Jason, I think we got some kind of a
issue,
a phone like off the hook in our thing. I don't know if
I can't
you can
hear
find
it.
That. I can hear it. All right.
I can't hear it. You got better ears than I do. I had my eyes checked, but I didn't have my ears checked yet.
Thank you, Jason.
How'd you hear that? I didn't even hear that. I'm too busy ramping. So I'll get back to
puppy
what I was
dogs
saying.
Coming to the house fresh.
Yeah.
New thing.
Thanks for summing it up.
That's
all right,
what so are like.
Picture this puppy dog. I can't do it all again.
That's all right. We
but
got
he's dripping at the mouth, chomping at the bit. Open that door. Let's see what we got. Sellers, do not disappoint. Here's some things that you can do to not kill the mood.
Mood killers.
Mood killers. Number one, Mr. Whiskers litter box. Oh my God, is that funny? The cat.
You guys have cats. Keep it fresh. That's all I can say.
Let's take a spatula to that stuff. Isn't that what they do? They take a little spatula.
You gotta replace it before every showing.
The litter box. Mood killer. Especially in the laundry room. The laundry room already stinks. Let's not emphasize with litter boxes. Number two. Bathroom photos. Boudoir photos. You know,
I think, you know, a little well-placed photograph every here and there is okay, but, we don't need to see everything.
Yeah. Photos in the bathroom. Here's a good one. This is a good one. Medical equipment.
This is one of the most important ones.
Get your gear in the closet or put it in a drawer. CPAP machines.
No. Those are mood killers.
Walk in,
I can't tell you, you know, it kind of dates the house a little bit.
Well,
it kind of, you know, it's a medical, it feels like
people don't want to see CPAP machines, and they don't want to see the CPAP cleaner, and they don't want to see the hose.
And the stand. And anything on a stand.
EKG machines.
You gotta get healthy for 5 minutes. Hide all your gear in the closet. Put away the gear.
And I gotta tell you, buyers, they're curious. Sometimes, you know, us as realtors, we can't be every step of the way. They look in things. They do things. You know, buyers are curious. Curious Georges. Number four, sex toys. how you call them, in quotes, vibrators, right?
We get it. Everybody could fill in the blank for what their toy of preference is.
Massage toys, for in quotes, for lack of a better word. Hey, keep that stuff out of sight, out of mind.
Let's not distract from the purpose of the visit.
Lotions, lubricants, all that stuff having to do with things.
Actually, I'll just put it in anything that qualifies as stuff should be hit. Any stuff.
Right.
If it doesn't have a purpose, it should not be seen. Dirty all your stuff away.
Dirty laundry in a laundry basket, in closets. People like to see how big closets are. They don't need to see your laundry basket.
But what they mean is they don't want a pile of clothes, Rick. I think that's what that is. They want it in a basket with a cover on it.
Yes. Something. Anything.
Like everything has a place, people. You gotta find it. You gotta find that perfect place for the thing.
Locks on bedroom doors. I can't tell you how many times I walk into a house and I'm walking around, got my little rhythm and I'm moving and I'm grooving, and then all of a sudden I come to a bedroom and it's locked. People want to see all the house. You know, people want to see what's going on. Don't lock any bedrooms. Make sure that people can access all the different rooms in the house.
Have you ever came into the bathroom and the curtain is drawn? Want to check out the shower and you open the curtain and 100 rolls of Charmin fall on you.
Yeah. It's like, what's behind door number 9?
It's like, what are we hiding back here?
Yeah. People think
that qualifies as stuff, people. You gotta put that stuff away.
Clean your showers. A lot of times people think because they have a shower curtain and they close it, people aren't gonna look behind it.
Well, actually, the word clean is key. Everything should be clean,
spotless,
including appliances, like the microwave and the ovens and all. Clean everything up. Mirrors. All the surfaces.
The next thing is mirrors. Mirrors on the ceiling. Mirrors on the walls. That kind of goes along with sex toys, but mirrors on the ceilings and the walls is somewhat of a connotation.
Are you saying we need to take our mirrors down?
Yes. Take the mirrors on the ceiling down. And if the house is over mirrored, make sure those are taken down too. And portraits. I will tell you that I walked into a house once. This is a true story. I walked into a house once where they had a wedding photo the size of the living room wall. Okay. And it was a mural. It was painted on there. And it was just a massive painting of the bride and the groom.
Massive.
It had to be 12 by 13. I couldn't believe it. People could not go into the next rooms because they couldn't get past the mural, and they just all sat around and laughed at the painting for 20 minutes and then left.
By the way, on that same note, and by the way, sellers, we know you love your children. We know you love your kids. But when you have, you know, monuments to the kids, huge portraits in every room, and we know you love your kids, but you gotta take them down.
Lots of photos. Too many photos.
Photos in general. But, you know. Artwork is good. Nicely placed artwork is good.
What do you got? You got anything to add as to the mood killers?
Fast
smell.
Yeah.
Smell in general.
I was just gonna go fast food vibe.
Yeah.
Fast food vibe. So, if you walk into your house and you just had, Jack in the Box, and it's, permeating everything. That's gonna give off that's gonna be a mood killer.
Here's a mood killer. Those Jack in the Box hot sauce little packets. That is college. You're trying to sell your $300,000 house and the kids came home from school and they put their Taco Bell packets on the table. Those little things. Smell, taste, see, hear.
It's all there.
It's all there.
Yeah.
All the senses, but mainly anything that's personal. Put it away under lock and key in a safe somewhere. Do something with it out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. Make the house. We want to see the house. We don't want to get to know too much about you. We just want to see the house. I think that's probably an easy way to put it. Anyway.
And you know what? Buyers look in refrigerators. Just as a FYI.
As an FYI.
Every buyer walks, because a lot of refrigerators convey with the sale of the house. So they walk around, they look at inside refrigerators, and if there's a dead carcass in there of what you had for dinner the night before, that's also a mood killer.
Don't want to kill the mood. We want people to hang out.
Look at this rack of ribs.
Invest in a carpet rake. What do you think about that?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
It makes your carpet look brand new. All right, up next. We didn't really get to the investor stuff. Maybe we'll get to some of that. Some distressed sales. Much more. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days. But the best tip is, start with someone you know. Like your local Allstate agent. Because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
You're on with the Elton Brothers.
What's this get bonafide thing you guys keep talking about?
Well, we can get you a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week.
So you're going to lowball me?
No lowballs. As I said, these are competitive cash offers, hence the name bonafide, as in get your bonafide cash offer today.
You understand my house has sweeping mountain views.
Everything gets factored into these offers.
Well, I'm not quite ready to move yet.
It's at your convenience, so you get a great price, and the Elton Brothers guide you every step of the way.
What's the number?
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318 or eltonbrothers.com.
Get bonafide!
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318 or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
eltonbrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best pricing and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480-204-1010. That's 480-204-1010.
Hey, son. Congratulations on your new home.
Thanks, Dad.
The Elton Brothers really came through.
I'm finally off your couch and into my new pad, and they saved us money.
Money and headaches.
To get a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week, call the Elton Brothers. 480-451-3318. See if your home qualifies. Receive a bona fide cash offer on your home. Call 480-451-3318.
Hey, Dad, have you seen my CBD pen?
Elton Brothers, with Arizona Best Real Estate. eltonbrothers.com.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or PrestonScottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Cause down the road you find someone else
good looking. Back with the Elton Brothers. Dave and Rick Elton. We're still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties, family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
the Elton Brothers.
You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email is eltonbrothers@cox.net and the website is eltonbrothers.com.
It's funny, you say the word vibrators on the radio and your social media blows up.
Are you getting some
So you can follow us on Facebook.
Some likes or whatever.
It didn't vibrate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one, Jess. So you can follow us. I'm Snarky80 on Instagram. Also Rick Elton on Facebook. What else is there? Twitter. A whole bunch of different
things. Rick does all the social stuff.
But anyway, it's just funny.
Figured that out.
There's more shock value than anything else.
So, this past week, Rick.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to attend with my son a preview screening of Rocket Man.
Hold me close, time to dance.
The highly anticipated Elton John biopic that is set to, drop May 31st, right? When is it set to open? A couple weeks. And I will say this, the one word review is wow! Exclamation point.
Really? That's all I got?
I gotta tell you, it's really good.
Elton John, after 60 years of really, music.
First of all, it's very tough to pull off a biopic, but second of all, to do it in the way they frame this, and I'm not going to go into all the details, but the thing about it is it's a musical, and it's a lot more, and these songs, which we've all heard thousands of times, watching it in the context of the movie, you learn something a little extra about the songs, and they all sound fresh again. So you got, you know, some of the best, you know, rock and roll music of all time, and it's couched in an incredible life, really. And I think people will dig it. I highly recommend Rocket.
I got to meet Sir Elton. That was one of the if I've ever been starstruck in my life, that was it. I Mr. Elton.
Backstage at somewhere?
You know, crazy.
I got to meet his personal assistant.
Oh, yeah.
That's about as close as I got.
You were his roomie, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that guy.
Little factoid. It's like the Odd Couple. For lack of a better way to put it.
Elton John, definitely going to go see that movie. It comes out the 31st.
Sounds incredible, too. Really. Mm. And some of the choreography, the blending of going back and forth between the musical and the narrative. Oh,
how many times?
A lot of craftsmanship going on.
Really how many times good. Do people ask you if you're related to Elton John?
Every week.
What's your name? Rick Elton. Oh, are you related? Are you related? No. A, it's not his first, that's not his real name. B, it's his last name. C, what's
you
his,
don't need what, to go any further.
What's his real,
we get it.
His real name is Reginald Dwight, right?
Well, that was his childhood name.
Oh, so how many names did the guy have?
Well, he changed it.
Changed it to Elton John.
Yes. Oh, that's a great little point in the movie too. They talk a little bit about that.
He's like, anyway. Reginald Dwight is not going to get me anywhere.
It's awesome. All right. So we got to pack this in. Okay. Fletcher Heights. Arrowhead.
What are we talking
Sun
about?
Sun City. South Scottsdale. Tempe. If you are in the single family rental game, you're an investor, you're looking for yield, and you're looking for a good price, these are areas you may want to consider. This is where a lot of our clients are focused. And buying. And, South Scottsdale, Tempe, you're going to get $1.25 to $1.50 a foot, possibly a little more. And, prices in that $325 to $375 range will cash flow very nicely. And then in the, Arrowhead Ranch, Peoria, great schools over there, Sun City, you know, some of those areas, you are going to see rents just over $1 a foot in some places.
You're forgetting Buckeye.
Didn't quite make my top list. But, and pricing, by the way, in that 300, give or take range, say 275, 325 in there.
You buy a house in Verado that's 18 to 2,000 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, you're going to be getting just under $1 a foot. That's probably why it didn't register. You're probably at 16 to 1650 is what you're getting. But they're great houses. Great houses, great area.
There's no doubt. I mean, that whole West Corridor there off 303 and 10, there's so much going on there between Goodyear, Litchfield Park. These are all close seconds, okay? Buckeye, surprise.
I will tell you that I think the VRBO and the Airbnb is getting oversaturated.
I would agree with that, actually.
I think everybody and their mother is buying condos and patio homes and townhomes and putting them on VRBO and Airbnb.
And the other thing that's working against you, just in the bigger picture, is the public sentiment is starting to go negative. They're starting to push much more heavily for anti, you know, VRBO laws and restrictions.
Yep.
And you just feel it coming. You could feel it coming. So just know that, if you're into that space, make sure you check your CCNRs and all that good stuff.
And you know what? A lot of them have a month minimum, and a lot of them have a 3-month minimum. So a lot of these HOAs, they're strict. And the only thing you need to really check into is if you're buying a condo, what do the CCNRs say? Because you don't want to buy this thing, close on it, and find out you can't do what you want. But I will tell you this. One of my condos that I have listed right now is in a subdivision in McCormick Ranch that has no lease minimum in the CCNR.
You mean he could do VRBO?
That's correct.
Oh,
and it is.
Do tell.
It is a 2-bedroom, 1.5-bath, 1,000-square-footer in Rancho Antigua. And it's $218,000. Just reduced it from $225 to $218.
And it has all the amenities. It's got the pool, the tennis.
Workout.
Close to the fitness center, and it's close to the 101. It's close to restaurants. Great location.
Yep.
Think about that one. And by the way, if you need a summary, a VRBO, what would you call it? Sort of a list of help me out here, Rick.
An estimate.
An estimate.
There you go.
An estimate of what you could expect from a VRBO rental. We can run that for you. All right. How about this? We got a reduction in Greyhawk. 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, almost 2,900 square feet. Backs to the park, beautifully appointed throughout, including some wonderful engineered hardwood flooring. 3-car garage, built in 98. We had it at 799. Now we're at 709 in Greyhawk.
I have another one in Northeast Scottsdale, Pinnacle Peak and Pimo. 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, 3,700 square feet, built in 02, custom home, single level. It was 825. We are now at 749 for 3,700 square feet, backing to the preserve.
Custom
split floor plan, you name it.
There you go. How about some land? We got 7 acres out at 111th Avenue and Olive, zoned C2. You can do just about anything with this land. You can put a bank, a gas station, a restaurant, and we're at 1.195, which is about $3.75 a foot for 7 acres.
We have another 5-acre parcel out there near Harold's. You know where Harold's is?
I do. Right on the main strip there.
5 acres, gently sloping custom lot that you could put a custom home on, and it's listed at $249.
That's a huge reduction. That was $397.
Yeah.
Now it's $249. You know, how about Aviano, Rick?
Aviano, 7 bedrooms, 6.5 baths, 7,350 square feet, built in 05. It's got a basement, game room, a 4-car garage. It is the largest Mirador plan in Aviano, pool, spa, $1,249,000. I dare you to go out there and try to find, 7,350 square feet for under $1,200,000.
It's very tough.
49. Yeah. No, beautiful property in Aviano. It's got the game room. It's got, if you know about Aviano, huge workout facility,
fitness center,
you name it.
Have it all for $1,200,000. I want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill, best steaks in town, Inspect 10 Home Inspections, our man behind the glass, Jason, thank you. And of course, a big real estate show, thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you do have a home to sell, we've got the Flexible Fees radio show, 35 plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. We'd love to apply for the job. Give us a call. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Elton Brothers at Cox.net. See you next Thursday at 3 right here on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard.
And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of the Brian Kilmeade.